Kia ora. This program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Welcome to Terry's Songwriter Show. This week on the show, we have Sora's about to perform his first song, Monday to Friday.
Started on a Monday, started like any other day. I got out of bed, brushed my hair and made some tea. But it wasn't just a Monday, it was the day that I met you. We went to the movies, you got the popcorn and I got the seats. You grabbed my hand at the sad part, Peter Parker didn't feel so good. Credits rolled and we stepped outside. We sat up on that overpass. Man, we sat up there for hours, talking about our past, talking about our dreams under the stars. Soon enough I knew I was being in love with you. Months went by, and time froze for you and I. We were inseparable, joined at the hip. We sometimes cry, didn't wanna have to say goodbye. Why should all good things have to come to an end? But we pushed through, even though we didn't know what the heck to do. It was gonna be hard. Love is never easy, but I fell so hard for you. It's not a thing I wouldn't say, I wouldn't do. And it was always my truth that I'd always be in love with you. Ended on a Friday, it ended like any other day. I got into bed with messy hair and a hole in my heart.
With Monday to Friday, and with me on the show today. So thank you, Sora, here coming in on Wellington Access Radio 4 this afternoon. So yeah, welcome aboard, mate.
Hey, man.
That's good. So tell us a little about yourself. How long have you been a songwriter now?
Honestly, not very long. I've been singing like all my life, basically, kind of just making up songs in the living room, singing to my parents and my siblings and stuff. But only in the last kind of 3 years have I sat down and actually tried to figure out some songwriting and kind of putting my emotions on paper and then putting that paper into song.
Oh, good stuff. So you've been songwriting for about 3 years now. Mm-hmm. So really, that's not bad going. And what were you supposed to write songs like Monday to Friday and the rest of it? What comes to mind?
So Monday to Friday, I wrote that for a girl. The next few songs you're going to hear are kind of a continuation of that story. But as you can tell from the song, it started on a Monday and it started pretty good. Mm-hmm. And then it ended on a Friday. So, yeah, a girl inspired these songs.
Oh, right. Okay, got you there. So, sort of like a relationship sort of thing.
It was indeed, yeah.
Oh, yeah, fair enough. I can understand that totally. Okay, we'll go to your second number now, which is called Weeds. Now, what's the reason behind this song? What's the song all about?
So I wrote this with actually help from the girl at the time. She was doing some poetry, and then we kind of worked together to figure out a song. We were having some hard times. And it's a song about us not being sure what to do next. We ended up finding each other again temporarily and trying to go long distance.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of a song about that.
Okay, and without further ado, my man, well, when you're ready, let's take it away.
All right.
Thank you.
wish I was a weed so I could grow quickly and anywhere. Wish that my seed could float on a breeze and build armies of soldiers and days. Wish I were a weed so I could tell you I've grown. But my process is slower, more of a dance. One step forward and two steps back. I wish I was a weed, but I'm not. I'm still growing, though slowly. Be patient with me. Just trying to find my way. Wish I didn't need to keep my distance. That I could grow roots and stay here with you. Wish I didn't need to say goodbye. Don't know where I'm going, but I'm leaving tonight. One step forward and 20 steps back. Wish I could stay, I can't. I'm still growing, though slowly. Be patient with me. Just trying to find my way. Maybe I'll see you again. Maybe I'll have grown enough, strong enough, tall enough. Is enough to tell you that I'll stay, but not today.
Sora with Weeds, and quite interesting song, if I may say so there, mate, you know, when you look at it, you know, like, so when you're trying to grow from a relationship and something like that, that's what some songs are all about, isn't it? Isn't it good to see? So well done to you, my friend.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
That's good. So tell me, who are your musical influences and who are your favourite artists that inspired you to do your songwriting?
All right, so musical influences, you know, I love kind of the sad boy kind of stuff. Or sad girl stuff, I guess, like Billie Eilish, okay. Music that Phineas writes. Mm-hmm. There's a guy named Joji, he writes some hauntingly good music. And the Irish guy named Eden. Just a lot of kind of, I guess it's just edgy, sad stuff for the most part, yeah. It's what I vibe with.
Okay, well, it's Billie Eilish is one of the influences I've heard quite a lot about, you know, in recent times. So, yeah, and all these other ones just I've never heard of, barely heard of, and something like that. I've had Kiwis, most of them, or something like that. Okay, and where can people find you on the internet anyway? Can they find your music online or anything like that?
So, I'm kind of doing a multifaceted thing at the moment. So, there's it's kind of hard trying to do two things at once. But at the moment, it feels like the right thing to do. So I've got my live stuff where I just go under my name, Sora, where I'm singing my originals. I've got some really nice covers, things like that. And for the most part, if you want to hear that, you'll just have to come out and see me on the street. I'm busking on Cuba Street most weekends and usually Wednesdays and Mondays lately as well.
So. Oh, cool. That's all right. And there you have it, listeners. You just heard from Sora himself. He busks sometimes on Cuba Street. He hasn't got anything stuff online, but he's working on it, aren't you? And it's really good there. So, yeah, working on some stuff, getting online. But you've got some live performances on. Where can people find you on the live performances?
Yeah. So I have one on my SoundCloud. But for the most part on my SoundCloud, it's under my other stage name where I make like drum and bass EDM music. It's a wildly different vibe and genre. But... in there you'll find some of my live stuff as well.
Good stuff. And there you have it on SoundCloud. He's also on SoundCloud, and there you have it. Okay, we'll go to your third number now, which is called Trauma. Now, that's an interesting title. Can you tell us what that song's all about?
So, I wrote this in a state about 2.5-3 years ago, once me and this girl properly ended things. And I guess, silver lining, it was... it inspired me to make what I think is the best song I've written so far. So, yeah, I'm quite happy with how this turned out. The origin sucks, but, yeah.
Okay, well, I suppose if you need to write how you feel, but without further ado, my friend, well, let's take it away.
Sweet. Sorry, real quick. Can I just grab some water?
Yeah.
My mouth is so mad dry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That's it.
I'm feeling so low, 'cause I've been aching from the crater that you left in my soul. And every time I close my eyes, it's always you. You're my disorder, my diagnosis, my trauma. Till everything you thought you had is dead.
gone. You don't know a single thing about me. If you think I won't get up and soldier on until I'm gone, until I'm gone.
Sorrow, worth, trauma, and quite an interesting song, if I may say so, when you're going through relationships and how it all ended and something like that. Tell a bit of a story there. So that's amazing. Well, what you come out with, what you put in is what you put out, I suppose. Thanks, man. That's really good. So top notch to you, my friend.
Thanks, bro. I appreciate it.
That's my pleasure, my friend. That's really good there. Okay, so now what was I going to ask? Have you been involved in any groups or anything in bands during your time when you were starting out and that sort of thing? You say you've been singing all your life. And,
yeah.
Now, what else have you done? You know, like, have you been in other bands or anything like that?
In high school, I was in a band called Bash Your Mum. It was great. It was a screamer band. I'm from Australia, so it was, I think, a bit more appropriate of a band name back then. You know, just doing covers of, like, Avenged Sevenfold stuff, which was really nice. We won Battle of the Bands one year, and just we kind of had diplomatic immunity in the school because we were the ones that were, like, winning all their gear. But apart from that, no, I haven't... I haven't managed to kind of find the right people for a band just yet.
Right.
But I'm close at the moment, so I'm talking with a really talented group of people and we're trying to figure something out. So.
Oh, great.
So watch this space, I guess.
Right, and you know, I suppose we'll just watch the space when you see your name and something like that, too, and getting yourself out there and that sort of thing, so that's really good. Okay, before we close off our final, Roger, I'd like to say a big thank you for coming on today's show, and it's been a real pleasure to have you on board. And if you don't mind asking, has this been your first time on radio?
Yeah, man, yeah.
Wow, that's really amazing. It's really good to so it's really quite good there. So it's always been a pleasure to help you out and give you something like that there, Sora. But and before we close off with your final record called Fantasies, can you tell us a bit of light what that song's all about?
So I guess this song is kind of a retroactive look back at the things that I was feeling during all the bad times and the things that I should have been noticing, the things that she was probably feeling and thinking. It's kind of just a... It just sums up the whole experience, basically.
Like a win-win situation sort of thing.
Like a what situation?
A win-win situation
sort of thing? I mean, it's a win for me, this song, I think.
Okay, right, fair enough. It's just quite good. And once again, a big thank you for coming on, and there we have it. This is Terry Shaw and Terry's Songwriter Show. Tune in to see more songwriters, but once again, for me, it's goodbye for now. And to take us out, here we have Sora with Fantasies. Take us out, my friend.
All right. Around me, I know you remember. But all your promises meant nothing. We go weeks without us talking. It's time for me to end things, 'cause I'd given my everything, given my everything, given my everything, given my everything for. Fantasized about sleeping beside you and holding you tight. hanging over you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. All because of you.
The program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard. Thanks New Zealand On Air for funding accessmedia.nz.